mundane razzle dazzle, a 2-star rating. Slate labeled it a masterpiece of cringe, with particular tracks calling out for sounding like middle school drama and infuriating in their treatment of modern cultural issues, which means you're not towing the leftist line.
I guess, yeah.
The New York Post was especially scathing, although they're not known to be, kind of non-biased. Described the lyrics as, quote, a frankly laughable blend of clunky cliches, awkward sex jokes, and a real Salisbury steak of celeb beefs.
That's Salisbury steak. Nobody wants to be Salisbury steak. That was like what they called the shit they put in TV dinners, was Salisbury steak. Yeah.
So there are the leftist media, and I think a big part of this is she's got a big fucking rock on her hand, and one, they don't like marriage.
That's true. They don't.
She's probably, from what everybody can put together, wants to have kids, which, oh my God, she's actually going to have kids the old-fashioned way?
That's not reproductive health.
No, not at all. But I think this is where, and there've been a large portion, which I think, again, is a mental illness, but there's been a large portion of the gay fandom who has believed that she's secretly gay. And I'm like, I get the projection, you know, you want to believe that your, you know, your heroes or your superstars are just like you, but I think this is crashing some of those images. And I think a lot of people on the left are looking at her and going, hey, wait a minute. And she has also said, not that far in the past, that she sees herself as a Christian. So,
Now you hit it. That's it.
White Christian girl. I don't know. I guess I should look up if Travis Kelce is a grown up a good Catholic boy or what he is. But if you are, successful and going into the traditional marriage, the left is not going to like that. And I called it. I called that years ago.
But she can win them all back if she just dyes her hair green for a while.
Right.
Gets a barbell through her septum. Yeah, calls herself Karen. And then, I got a tattoo of a fucking, warthog or something on her throat. And everybody would be happy.
Well, see, the beautiful thing for Taylor Swift is she is now bigger than any media company. She is bigger than the NFL. It's like you could really just tell everybody to fuck off. Nobody can keep you from doing everything. Kid Rock a few years ago thought Taylor was pretending to be liberal because she wanted to make movies and, you know, you have to play the game.
Sure. Yeah.
Not anymore. Taylor Swift can make any fucking movie she wants, even if she came out and it's a Trumper tomorrow. She could make any movie she wants.
Yeah.
So it's not about money anymore. So it is going to be fun to watch.
It is.
And
we'll be watching.
As far as the album, I think it's a much more pop record than the last one, which it was a dirge. I didn't really like the last album, I guess, because I wasn't a depressed female. Which
why not?
I mean, the writing was fine. The writing was good, but I couldn't pick out. It was like 90 minutes of the same song over and over and over. I mean, different words, but melody wise was not that kind of an album. And I've heard other people do those kind of albums and they're fine. They're a mood piece. But this is much more pop. Every song has a different sound. There are a lot of good hooks. No matter what Ben Shapiro wants to say, I can actually remember, a bunch of these songs, listening to it 2 or 3 times, which means that the writing was pretty good, at least as far as being memorable. And people that complain, they're like, oh no, this sounds like Reputation or 1989 or other albums that you did with these same co-writers 7 years ago. I'm like, but do people complain that the Rolling Stones sound like the Rolling Stones? Or Paul McCartney sounds like the Beatles? I'm like, of course you're going to sound like other shit you've done. There are very few artists that never go back and kind of dabble with different sounds. And this particular album, I think what kind of wins me over is somehow it reminds me of 1970s and 1980s pop, but in a more modern way, rather than most of the shit that you hear now. Does it just sounds like the bass, and there's really no callback to the melodies and kind of things that we used to have in the 70s and 80s. I think everybody should listen to it. It's also a completely different world. The fact that the second an album drops, every track is on YouTube for anybody to listen to. I'm like, this is such a weird world.
It is a weird world. It's true.
It used to be you had to buy the fucking album.
Yep.
Now it's just like, here it is.
Here it is.
And you wonder why artists aren't able to make money. I mean, of course, at her level, you can make a ton, but for smaller artists, it's a tough business to be in.
Yeah.
So everybody listen to the album. Let us know what you think, See Brooklyn. And try to be, I mean, why, again, it's funny that she wrote a song earlier in her career, the Why Do You Have to Be So Mean? And it's like, well, everybody, that's just, you're going to have to deal with it.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Exactly. That's why we can't have ice being blessed by the Pope. Oh my God. I was going
to. Did you see this shit?
I saw it. I thought of clipping it and I'm like, I don't want to be mean to the Pope, but what the fuck?
I'll be mean to the Pope anytime, baby.
Like, what are you doing? Just like.
Yeah.
When he tried to have the back of Senator Durbin from Illinois about the whole pro-life thing. You're like, oh, we're giving him an award. It's like, well, you know, he supports abortion.
Yeah.
You know, once you have the Pope going, well, supporting the abortion's not so bad. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, he's a Villanova graduate, so what do you expect?
Like, what are you doing? It's unbelievable. It's like this, you know, there should be something as the leader of the Catholic Church. There are literally only a handful of lines that can never be crossed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's one of them.
Well, he's largely guys like him and his predecessor. Why I became a creaster, you know?
Yes.
Really?
And, which is why we need that Brother Larry out in the middle of the wilderness.
That's right. Yeah.
Have you found a new shack somewhere out closer to your new digs?
You know, I've been looking around and I'm kind of flirting with the idea, Darren. You're the first to hear this. Of maybe, you know, back in the day, there used to be these casinos that were off the 12-mile limit. I'm thinking of maybe buying an old barge or something and towing it out there. And, you know, anchoring out there, and that'll be my my new chapel of Sinner Sunday.
Now, that would be a party waiting to happen.
Wouldn't that be wild? Yeah.
In international waters.
Exactly. Hope Trump wouldn't mistake it for a dope boat or some shit. That would suck. Just saying some prayers, boss. That's it.
Yeah. See the drones coming in. And you're like, no.
No.
You better have it clearly a marked vessel.
Yes. Yes. I'll have a mast and make it a crucifix.
And clearly paint on it, not a drug vessel, which, of course, is exactly what the drug vessels would do.
That's true. They would.
But is there any setup for this? A Pope?
You know, I just couldn't believe this. I saw this and I thought, and really the first thing I thought was, this must be an AI joke.
Right, right.
Because there's a stage. Then. Yeah, there's a fucking stage somewhere and there's a chunk of ice on a platform, and the ice chunk is like half the size of a bale of hay.
Yes.
And it's literally fucking dripping. And there's the Pope standing there with his hand over. It's, you know, blessing this fucking hunk of ice. I guess it's some climate change shit, I suppose. And then he says a few words, and then some other guy comes in with more. And it's all very vague, but I'm pretty sure it's like a climate change pitch, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I took from it.
Yeah.
Which I don't really understand, but
no,
I don't really understand most of what the left does.
No.
Lord of life, bless this water. May it awaken our hearts, cleanse our indifference, soothe our grief, and renew our hope through Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, bless this assembly, this conference. May the dialogue we engage in contain respect for all gathered here and the entire Earth community.
Stop.
May we work towards.
There's a troubling phrase.
The entire Earth community.
The Earth community. Yeah. I don't like the sound of that.
No. How about just, you know, the people?
The people. Yeah. The guys we like.
Uh-huh. It's the Earth community.
Earth community. It's something Gort would say when he landed his fucking ship in Washington, D.C. and said, I'll blow you all this shit.
We need t-shirts. The Earth community.
The Earth community.
May we work towards a flourishing of all creation, held in being by our Creator, through Christ our Lord.
Creation awaits our conversion.
Stop.
We commit.
What does that mean? Creation awaits our conversion. Aren't they already Catholics? What is he talking about?
I don't know. I'm assuming it's something with climate change, but...
I guess, yeah. Conversions to climate. Yeah, that's
it. We all have to believe, even though Greta has jumped out of board, now she's just worried about the Palestinians, not climate change, so...
I think Al Gore should become like the Pope of climate change. I mean, declare himself. So he already is,
yes.
But declare himself stuff. And then I'll have all his goracles and his climaniacs and so forth. Yeah.
Somebody should do it.
Someone should.
We commit to raising hope and to continuing to unfold a river of hope.
A river of hope.
We move from tears to hope, from grief to action. Let us speak our pledges. Each help us to unfold this river of hope. After each pledge, we invite you to sing the refrain, Laudate si, mi signor, con tutte le tue creature.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Exactly. Now, as I watched this the first time, Darren, what popped into my head was a clip from an old Matt Helm movie starring the fabulous Dean Martin. And he's hoisting a glass of bourbon on the rocks. And somebody on the side says, skull. And Dino says, of course it's skull. It's got ice in it. That's what I thought about when I saw this. So
I can see that. We need more Dino and Frank. Somebody, but I don't even know
exactly
what the clip was. And somebody posted a clip and was just like, yeah, they couldn't do this anymore. It was a clip of Sinatra and Martin. I'm like, I can only imagine the banter between the two of them because I've heard a bunch of it.
Yeah.
Very politically incorrect.
I don't give a shit. Yeah.
My favorite Dean Martin bit was, I woke up this morning when 3 a.m. I had a hot blonde banging on the door of my hotel room. I wasn't going to let her out.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I totally missed. We have a Scott Lobato clip.
Oh, yeah, of course. We got to have some Scott. This is, you know, this whole Mandami thing is getting, you know, worse and worse.
Yeah, because it looks like he might actually have a chance, which I can't comprehend.
Well, all the pollsters saying he's got a lock on it, but we've heard that shit before. But again, sure. I'm totally in Scott's corner on this. And I do think that, the guardian angel there, Curtis Sliwa, would be a good any choice. Actually, a fucking chipmunk with brain damage would be better than Mamdami. But Scott's going off on Andy Cuomo, and I'm good with that too, because Andy's a scumbag. But you know, we need this this Scott, because Scott is Scott, and he's kind of a third guy in this show and has been for 4 years. So here he is.
He always brings the heat.
Yeah.
Cuomo, the beast of New York. What he did in 2020 to this city, he literally ripped the heart out of this city. And ate it. And here you fucking people are still coming up to me. The ball's on you. Scott, man. Hey, man. I respect you and I respect Curtis. But I'm scared, man. We can't let the candidates win. So I'm a Republican, staunch, patriot, American, New Yorker. They're going to back Cuomo. Do you look in the mirror before you leave the fucking house? Do you remember that this guy shut your mom and pop business down? You're selling a beer and a sandwich, making a nice buck living. But no, across the street, Costco Home Depot stays open. Because you can't get COVID in Costco and Home Depot, the big corporate fucking stores. But you can only get it in your little salon or your little gym or your little sandwich shop. You idiots don't fucking remember that. Well, how about all you heroes remember? And then he said, fuck you, heroes. No jab, no job. Fuck you. Fuck you and your sister. Don't even get me started with the revolving doors of justice with this fucking see you next Tuesday bid to this fucking city. And you're putting him up? It ain't no different than that communist. Let me tell you fuckers something. There's a million plus Republicans that are going to come out in force when it is Curtis versus this communist. And all of the independents, because we know how they are, they're all going to come over to Curtis and not the communist. And most of the Democrats in this city, most are going to come over to Curtis. Never let that piece of shit destroy this city once and for all. And fuck you, Dominic Carter. Yeah, I said it. I don't give a fuck if ABC shuts me off Sid's show. I don't give a fuck. I ain't making nothing on that. Fuck you, Carter. I've had it with you. I gave you so much. Every night, I hear you at 2 in the morning. It's the other night. No way Curtis can't win 100,000%. So back out, Curtis, and give it to fucking Quill. We can't afford. He's no way. You know, you think this is a fucking game with your 400 followers on your show? This ain't a fucking game. This is like no other fucking election ever. And all you fucking hoity-toity fucking pollster. Well, I'm Joe Smith, and I'm never wrong with the polls, man. Look at me. You're nothing. This is a different ball game. This ain't what you're used to, jerk off. You're wrong. Curtis Sliwa is it. And all you pussies, get the fuck behind him.
There you go.
I wish he would finally come out and tell us what he really thinks.
Exactly. But, you know, if you think about this, Darren, it seems that this bastard has a lock on it. And if he does, now you've got America's number one, two, and three cities will all have commie mayors.
Yeah, and the people in Chicago have tried, the Chicago Tribune tried warning the people of New York.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to handicap this race. I don't. It's a very tough one to figure out when it comes to having Cuomo in there. Love Scott. I don't know if I fully buy that Sliwa has a shot. That would be better than if it was a man-on-man race, Mamdani versus Sliwa versus Mamdani versus Cuomo. I think Cuomo may have a better shot.
He might.
Don't think he's a better candidate than Sliwa, no, of course.
No, not at all. No. Yeah, I mean, you could be correct about that, sure.
It's just a question of how stupid and disconnected the people of New York are and how many of the drug-addled handout people that want the commies in are actually going to go out on election day.
Yeah.
I mean, here in Chirac today, fuck, it's still 82 degrees on October 6th.
That's a groovy thing.
Well, I'm hoping election day, though, in New York is 40 below and ice.
You're right. But it's incredible. I think the last mayoral election in New York, something like 22, was in the 20s percentage of registered voters bothered to vote, which is really fucking pathetic. I don't know what it is in Chicago. Horrible. It's very low in LA. I know that for a fact. It's probably 28 to 32%. But, you know, again, in that town, when they did a poll, the fires weren't even out when LA had been delivered, devastated. And they still said, yeah, we'd vote for Karen Bassol again. So these cities are catastrophically fucked up. They really are.
Well, and it's the apathy, which is unbelievable. I asked Perplexity, of course, and the election where Brandon Johnson was elected approximately 35%.
There you go.
With mail-in ballots, it said maybe up to 38%. So 62% didn't participate.
Yeah. But still, I would like to know, I mean, I just know so many people who fled and continue to flee Los Angeles as I did. And I'm sure you know folks in Chicago that have and are. And look at the way the population of Florida has ballooned in Texas and so forth, and New York as well. They're all around me in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is before nobody even knew who the fuck Mamdani was. The city has just become such an unlivable shithole. So how many people, you know, or even if they all voted, how many of them are going to say no to free subways and right. government-controlled grocery stores and free
until
buses?
The shelves
and
are empty.
Yeah, all the bullshit that this fucking scumbag is promoting. You know,
O'Reilly says property right now is hot, like right out where he is, just outside of New York.
Where is he?
He is on Long Island, it must be.
Well, there's a lot, in, you know, some shit in Long Island, some incredibly beautiful stuff in Long Island. I'm sure Bill's in the
he's
in the nice area. Yeah.
Just outside of New York, though, which is where you want to be. You don't want to be in the city.
But you don't want to be in Long Island either, because it's become very leftist, and that used to be, you know, solid. I mean, when I lived there as a kid, Nassau and Suffolk County, which are the only two that make up Long Island, were solidly Republican right wing places. That's changed. That's not the case anymore. So I don't know.
Well, I think we're going to see if Mamdani wins. We are finally going to see a major American city that is completely plunged into Escape from New York, Mad Max kind of territory.
Yeah.
Where there will be no police. There's going to be no fire. There's going to be no emergency services. It's going to be, you know, filled with derelicts and drug addicts and gang members. I don't know anybody else that's going to stick around. It is, any businesses are going to be gone because you can't do business in a communist city. No. Anybody that has money is going to be gone because they don't want to give their money to the city.
Well, Mamdani made a statement flat out. I'm going after higher taxes for white property owners. He's a racist.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a commie racist.
Bad white people.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. David Pacman, warning.
Oh, boy.
But he's switching it up. Rather than Trump can't make a coherent sentence, he's going after your girl, Lindsey Halligan, saying she can't make a coherent sentence. That's funny that it's always the same thing.
Yeah.
With Davey Dumbfuck Pacman.
I am going to play a video for you that is terrifying.
It's terrifying, Larry. Terrifying.
I'm so scared.
It's a pretty girl on the screen. It's terrifying.
I'm scared.
It's terrifying. This is the special assistant to the president, Lindsey Halligan. She is barely able to coherently speak. She is supposed to be representing the White House and prosecuting Trump's agenda.
What do you mean she's supposed to be representing the White House? She is, in fact, representing the White House. She's not supposed to be anything. Even if she is entirely coherent, she is still representing the White House. Pack fuck. Don't you know what the words you use mean, you dumb motherfucker? Shill paid by the Dems? I digress.
She is barely able to put together a coherent thought. And so think of the contrast as we listen to her. This is sort of a new character in this administration. They want to project strength, intelligence, competence. This is what their public-facing officials look like.
Classrooms shouldn't be stages upon which teachers can preach their various indoctrination masquerading as eternal truths. And similarly, museums that are over 70% funded by the federal government shouldn't be laboratories for political experiments. And so what we're doing is we just sent a letter to the Smithsonian asking for all information regarding their exhibits and their placards to try to get to the bottom of what happened and where the Smithsonian went wrong and try to make the Smithsonian amazing and great.
If you're struggling to understand what she's talking about.
No, I'm not struggling at all. I heard every fucking word. Every fucking word.
I know. I don't understand how this fucking cocksucker can continue to do this day in and day out. Especially after being exposed as taking money to do it from the left. And people just have not exited in droves. It's like, yeah, if you're having trouble understanding her, it's like, no, it seemed totally coherent to me.
Yeah.
I mean, a few ums and ahs, but there's a lot of people that do that are quite smart. And anybody that's not reading off a teleprompter that can actually think that happens with a lot of people, a lot of ums and ahs, but I didn't have any problems understanding what she's saying, but it gets worse from Pac-Man.
You are not alone.
And live up to what the president wants the Smithsonian and DC to be. It's the capital of our city, and we need to make it amazing and great and beautiful.
Yeah, Lindsay, I mean, obviously, Charlotte and I both lived in D.C. for a number of years. I love the Smithsonians and visiting them, taking family and friends there. And we often talk about preserving history in museums and not erasing it. But how do you balance that? That, you know, we need to be able to review this while honoring even our not so pleasant past.
Yeah, I mean, it's not about whitewashing. It's all about full context. So while slavery is obviously a horrible aspect of our nation's history, you can't really talk about slavery honestly unless you also talk about hope and progress. And I think we need to be focusing on the progress that we've made since then, and we need to stop focusing so much on the lack of progress. We need to
we need to talk about the progress and stop focusing on the lack of progress. What does that even mean?
Okay, let me explain this very simply to David Dumbfuck Pac-Man. It means we have to focus on the progress that has been made in this country since the time of slaves and stop fucking saying that we haven't made progress. I know those are fucking hard words for dumb fucks like David Pac-Man. But the whole, what is he even saying? Exactly what she just said.
Yeah, but little commie shits like Pac-Man really lose all of their steam if they have to relinquish the notion of systemic racism.
Right.
Because that's how they fucking get shit done, is through class struggle, putting one race against the other, and so on and so forth. That's the Marxist playbook, which he plays. And they
obviously
all do.
Yeah.
Is this an argument against teaching about slavery accurately?
No.
It an argument against talking about systemic racism?
No.
And the absurdity of stop focusing so much on the lack of progress. It's like saying slavery was bad, but let's not dwell on it.
No. How about we say slavery?
Why should we dwell on it, Pac-Man? Right. Explain why. It's over fucking 150 years in the past. Right. Why exactly should it be dwelt upon, Pinhead?
It's over.
Yeah. Been over a long fucking time.
For decades, saying,
and it's still very much alive in parts of the world. Why don't you fucking talk about those places back?
No, we can't have that.
No,
can't have that. I just find it hilarious that this guy's playbook has so few plays that it's always, and he can't even then find. I would think if you really search hard enough, you could find any video of anybody that is doing interviews where they really flub something up. But he doesn't even do that work. He just goes and gets to something that they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
They're easy to follow. And then he just pretends that he can't follow them. It's really bad shtick.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, I don't understand how you make money doing that. Maybe we're doing the wrong thing by actually knowing what people are saying. We should just pretend.
Yeah.
We don't know what anybody, that should be our new show. Just what?
What?
I don't know. Yeah, just over.
What?
Yeah, over and over. We can get Adam Curry to come in, and then he can just say,
I don't know what the fuck that means.
And we could do that for every little bit of audio we have.
Yeah.
We could just say, we don't know what it means. And then people will flock to us, obviously, because that's what is working for David Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a Van Jones clip?
Yes. I had to do this because I think it was last week or maybe the week before.
Yeah, last week.
Last week. Okay. You played a clip of Van. I'm sort of doing a kind of a weak sauce, half-assed mea culpa for being such a harsh critic of Charlie Kirk. And he shared some Twitter or X post that Charlie had said, why can't we just agree to disagree as gentlemen, whatever. And he was, and I was listening to that. I thought to myself, why do I find this so annoying? And I thought there's something in this guy's past that really, really proclaimed him for who he really is. And then it dawned on me and I found that clip Okay, and you listen to this guy. This clip is from right after Joey won the 2020 election.
But did he? Did he really win it?
Well, yeah. What is? let's say, yeah, exactly. And so Van. And by the way, his actual name is Anthony Capel Jones.
I don't know, by Van, too, then.
I don't know how you get a van out of that. I'm a little confused about that. But maybe when you listen to him this and you realize he has a very low T count because he's blubbering like a six-year-old girl who lost her puppy or something. It's incredible. And maybe the van is short for Vanessa. Maybe he's transitioning. Just listen.
Well, it's easier to be a parent this morning. It's easier to be a dad. It's easier to tell your kids character matters.
I'm so happy.
Character matters. We have character Joe Biden.
Yeah. A duplicitous scumbag in every way.
And Kamala Harris. Which part of character really do... When people look at Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who goes, wow, what character they have? What
character? He does.
It matters. Telling the truth matters. Being a good person matters. Good person.
Well, no. If the truth and being a good person matters, then the other guy would have won, Van.
Yeah.
And it's easier for a whole lot of people. If you're Muslim in this country, you don't have to worry if the president doesn't want you here.
Ooh.
Mm.
If you're an immigrant, you don't have to worry if the president's going to be happier to have babies snatched away or send dreamers.
How many babies were snatched away? Babies,
I don't know. But you hear that rustling? He's dabbing his eyes with a tissue, wiping away the tears of joy.
Back for no reason.
It was great TV, though.
This is vindication for a lot of people.
Holy shit.
Suffered. You know, the I can't breathe. You know, that wasn't just George Floyd. That was a lot of people that felt that they couldn't breathe.
People with asthma.
You're waking up and you're getting these tweets and you just don't know. And you're going to the store and people who have been afraid to show their racism are getting nastier and nastier to you. And you're worried about your kids and you're worried about your sister. And can she just go to Walmart and get back into her car without somebody saying something to her? And you spent so much of your life energy just trying to hold it together. And this is a big deal for us just to be able to get some peace and have a chance for a reset. And the character of the country matters. And being a good man matters. I just want my sons to look at this. Look at this. You know, it's easy to do it the cheap way and get away with stuff, but it comes back around. It comes back around.
Okay, this guy is not playing with a full deck. Okay,
no.
There's no clip I can hear that's going to change that, what I just heard in that last minute and 30 seconds. This guy's not all there. There's something way, way off. And he came to
prominence by backing a cop killer because that's...
That's right, he did. Yes. Yes.
It's the, he's just the victim, that poor man that killed the cop.
Right.
So, okay. Van Jones, asshole.
Yeah, really.
Also asshole.
He's lost his mind. He's lost his cool. Now you'll find he's just a fool. The things he says are beyond belief. He's such an asshole. He's
quote, it will be very unfair in the future when they don't have Trump to fight for them, unquote. That quote might be the biggest headline Donald Trump has made this year, and it sailed right past almost the entire American news media yesterday. What in the hell did he mean by that?
He means his reign will be over in 3 years, dumb fuck. I mean, I don't know what's hard to understand about that either. He's Pac-Man and
Keith
get together.
Yes.
And they come up with like, hey, we can say this. It'll be great, man. People will fall for it.
That's it.
And more importantly, why did he suddenly acknowledge that there is an end to this, maybe soon? The president is still unwell, and the president is still unhinged, and the media is still not talking about it. But in a bizarre twist, now Trump himself might be talking about it. It would have been so ordinary for anybody else to say that, so ordinary that nearly everybody else missed it. In the second and third sentences of another wise-ass, ordinary, self-obsessed social media post yesterday morning, when they don't have Trump to fight for them? Is that scheduled already? What is Trump admitting? And why is it that when he then got up and gave a speech at the Naval Academy, he warned that he told Pete Hegseth about Osama bin Laden in the year 2000 and that he was president in 2016, but then the 2016 election was fixed? It'll be very unfair in the future when they don't have Trump to fight for them. How much in the future are we talking about? Bye, Felicia.
Wow. I know. He's so clever. I haven't heard "Bye, Felicia" in years.
And he thinks he is clever. That is the scary part. Yes. I mean, I know I'm a second-rate podcaster. Keith thinks he is the funniest guy and the smartest guy in the room. And he's falling quite short from that.
You are not second rate, and this is a first rate podcast.
That's true. Planet Rage is a first rate show.
Fucking A.
Just underfunded, but we are valued.
That's it.
Value.
That's our only flaw. Slightly underfunded. Yes.
We need to get the funding up. Otherwise, we're taking a long vacation.
Yeah.
We can go to Saudi Arabia and we could get paid millions of dollars to do something there, I'm sure.
What do you think they pay us to do?
I don't hitman. Spy
something.
Yeah. I think was it Bill Maher? It was one of them where Dave Chappelle was over in Saudi Arabia, I think it was, doing shows, and of course part of it was you signed the writer saying you won't say anything bad about the royal family, blah blah blah, nothing that could cause them any kind of embarrassment, and of course everybody does because they want the paycheck. Sure. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But then Dave Chappelle goes out there and talks about, oh, how it's easier to have free speech here than in the United States. And I think it was Bill Maher that was like, yeah, mock Allah there then, asshole. See what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is it. This is it. People just do not understand. You know, I don't blame them for going and taking the big bucks that somebody is paying you to do a job and putting restrictions on you. I mean, it's the same thing. If Apple is going to hire somebody to come in and do a set, you know, to entertain their troops, mm-hmm. they're probably like, yeah, like, don't mention Nvidia or, you know, any of our competitors.
Samsung. Don't know Samsung.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like, I get it. You go, you take the money, you do the thing, but then you get out on stage there and you're like, you're way more free here. It's like bullshit.
Sure. Yeah.
It just makes you look like a dumb fuck.
A lot of dumb fucks out there. A lot.
This is why we have Planet Rage, a value for value show where we put them out there. You get to decide if you've gotten any value out of them whatsoever. And if so, it's very simple. Just go to planetrage.show/donate. All of the information is there from a button you can use. You go to PayPal for a one-time or monthly. You can use the QR codes or wallet addresses for crypto. There's a P.O. Box address. If you're on a podcasting 2.0 app, you can boost. Just search for Planet Rage. And with the P.O. Box address, we highly recommend just going into your bank, go to online bill pay, put that address in, set a monthly donation. That way we pay no fees, you pay no fees. They'll send the check. They'll pay for it. It's a beautiful thing. Have a few people to thank for today's show.
All right.
Including our buddy Nobere. He came in with $10 and he says, so how was the new Taylor Swift album? Any good videos? I haven't seen the videos yet.
Okay.
Thank you. The internet seems to have come to a consensus on the music. What say you? Hi, the Larry. No_Bure@X.com.
Right.
I thought it was a good record. Then again, you know, I may be different than you. I listen to everything, and it's always funny when people are like, yeah, you like Taylor Swift. I'm like, yeah, but I also like the brand new Waylon Jennings album with Shooters going through the archive, and it's like, oh,
Oh, I got to hear that.
It was so nice to hear Waylon's voice again, especially songs that I haven't heard.
Yeah.
And it's like, this was, you know, kind of takes you right back to the 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, this is good stuff. I mean, of course, there was a lot. And then the most infuriating thing on whatever site I saw the one review, somebody was like, how do we know it's not AI?
Oh, God.
I know. And somebody's like, well, Shooter talked about this on the podcast he was on. And he said, you know, these were all tapes that they found. No AI was used. And people are like, hey, so we're supposed to believe him? Like, well, then don't fucktard. Then just don't listen. Then don't buy listen. It.
Yeah.
But this is the problem with the world at this point, is now everything's going to be like, oh, is it AI?
Well, you know what? You predicted this problem before anybody else. I can remember. It must have been like probably in your first 20 episodes of Random Thoughts.
Like 5 years ago, 6 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you went on and, you know, and I remember hearing that, holy shit, man, that does sound like a serious problem. And you were right. So there.
We're getting there. We are getting there. But it's like, I listened to Taylor, I listened to Waylon, I listened to Frank Sinatra, I listened to Dean Martin, I listened to Rob Zombie. That's right. Like, we went out to, for breakfast with my mom and her favorite waitress at the breakfast place by them that they always have, sweet girl, probably 40 or so. She's coming out of the kitchen singing Living Dead Girl, which is a Rob Zombie song. I'm like, was somebody singing Rob Zombie? She's like, how do you know Rob Zombie? Oh, and I'm wearing a Taylor Swift shirt, too, which is probably really confusing because nobody that listens to Taylor Swift is going to listen to Rob Zombie. Well, I do.
You do.
Listen to everything. Kind of a musical pack rat.
It's good stuff.
Kevin Seifert came in with $5. That's monthly, I believe.
Thanks, Kevin.
Mark Kodra, of course, with the 333. That's every damn show when we need more Mark Kodras.
We do. Thank you, Mark.
I know he's also over on X. I always see him posted. I'm like, yeah, we need more of you, man.
Yeah,
Anonymous
yeah.
Anonymous came in with 2798 Satoshis. That's like 349.
Mm-hmm.
Surfer with 1485. That's $1.85. And of course, he always waits till the show starts to make my life more difficult. It's CSB.
CSB.
$39.85. He says, hello, Irish Americans. Here is $5 for your raging. Please tell your audience to visit music.csb.lol in your web browser. You can find there my music videos and songs, including Bitcoin Anthem and Moose Symphony. Yo, CSB.
Moose Symphony.
I think it was the song he wrote for Mute. He gets.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that was very grandiose. Cool.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yes, that was nice. Thank you, CSB. Yeah.
If you need a custom theme song for your dog, CSB is where you want to go.
Yeah.
Music.csb.lol. So now it's not just for cartoons anymore.
Cartoons.
CSB.lol.
Tunes. Tunes and tunes.
Uh-huh. It's all good stuff, but that's it. A very, like $30 for today's show. We're better than $30, people. If you're listening, you know we're better than $30.
We are.
Go over to planetrage.show/donate. I know episode 200 is coming up. A lot of people may be like, oh, we want to make episode 200 a big deal, and that's great.
Yep.
But there's still 5 shows in the interim. Bring a friend. Have them support the show.
Send links to famous people with huge followings. Really? I'm serious.
People are going to be like, hey, Taylor, we heard you love Planet Rage. It was on their show.
There you go. Yeah.
Dude, I was playing one of those drops the other day and see Brooklyn's like, I hope Taylor Swift sues you. I'm like, all I got is Taylor Swift albums to pay. So I don't know if she really wants those back.
I mean, fucking Bill O'Reilly should plug this show. You plug his enough.
I know. And he, really, he's going to be retiring sooner than later. He should just kind of jump on and, you know, let me do my thing on his platform, too. That would be fun.
DigiGuru would love it.
I know. I'd be like, hey, go to BillO'Reilly.com to hear my show. Would you do that, Digi? I know. The Cotton Gin Troll Count Monitor. 74 right now with a high of 87. That's not a bad weather report.
No.
Would like to push that up over 100 again?
Yes, we would.
Bring a friend with you next time and go again. planetrage.show/donate. Every little bit helps to keep the crack alive.
Does.
Now, was there a new That Larry Show this week that I haven't looked at my podcast app today?
There should have been, but when my older daughter came in for a surprise visit this weekend. Everything else got scrubbed because I just love hanging out with my three girls.
Well, just so, make your daughters do a show and then release
it. I should do that. That's a good, I should do one with the two of them. That'd be hysterical. Anyway, so it's just a little bit delayed. It should drop Wednesday. Okay. And it's going to be about, not exactly sure. I mean, I know what it's going to be, but I don't know the time. I'm looking for a killer title. It's kind of about the coming death of narcissism. Yeah, I believe it.
Narcissism is dying out.
It will, and I'll explain why in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, that then kind of goes along with maybe people jumping off of social media, because yes. Social media.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's like narcissism 101, which is I'm taking a dump.
Like, there you go, precisely.
Gotta post that. Very important.
I'm sure they do.
Strawberries on my oatmeal.
There you go. Yes.
So everybody should go over to that LarryShow.com. Plenty of good content.
Yes.
And then you can get on his Patreon, which you should.
And then you need to get over to randumthoughts.com. It's RANDUMB thoughts.com. Always good.
It's the easiest website to remember that nobody ever does.
And I loved your most recent episode of, Gorilla Gambling. And I had no idea. See, Darren always brings shit that I don't know. Do you know that these fucking same clowns that are grading baseball cards are now grading cassette tapes and 8-track tapes? So if you got some of that shit in your garage, get them out. There might be gold in there.
It's amazing that if you have any VHS tapes, especially if somebody bought the original Star Wars, that trilogy on VHS and never opened it up, you're probably sitting on multiple thousands of dollars.
It's amazing.
I mean, the minute you open the tape and play it, you're fucked. But if you actually saved something or like you bought it and then you never really thought too much about it, which happens all the time to people. I remember when I first started getting into Lego, our buddy Midas, who did Fun Fact Friday, and now I'm blanking on the new show that he does with his daughter Leela. But they had talked about, because they were into Lego, and they had gotten a set for something, but it was a duplicate. So they just like put it in the garage, or they put it somewhere and forgot about it for 4 or 5 years, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then when they found it, they went and looked on eBay, and you was like doubled in value or something already if you had a sealed one. So it's amazing.
It is.
Some of these original sealed video games are worth tons of money. Again, once it's opened, you're screwed. But if you have an old video game from, a Nintendo or a Sega Genesis or an Atari, some of the old CDs the same way. If you have them back and remember long box, the packaging where the CDs, where they were like basically fit in a half of an album so you could put two side by side.
Wow, I forgot all about those. Yes, yes.
If you still have things sealed in long box, they can be worth a lot of money. But I didn't know the gambling that was going on. I didn't know how bad it was. Like, if you're going to go buy $100 in packs of cards, really, what kind of money should you expect to be left in the value of the cards? And it's like 50% to 70%, well, 30% to like 70%, which is amazing to me that some people are spending $1,000 on one pack.
Wow.
And then the people that are really just making the money are the ones that are breaking them. But it's a very weird business. If your kids are talking about card breaking, go understand what they're doing, because they're gambling. Go to randomthoughts.com, thatlarryshow.com. Then join us again here next Monday.
Yeah.
For another fun, exciting edition of Planet Rage. And all I need to do is drag the outro in, and we will be a totally professional end of this particular show.
Yes.
The U.S. strikes back, killing a member of the Islamic State.
Whole world going to shit! Planet! We'll be right back.
You are listening to the No Agenda stream, where freedom lives and censorship comes to get its ass kicked.
Hello, it's me again. Your help couldn't hold me down. I'm back and smiling for what's to happen next. I think it's time you call your God.
Been making overnight flights across town for several nights now. Pacing with light cycles, streaks of neon off a kite tail. I run a nice route, but I feel my heart fading. Reminiscing past rides with Tatsuo and Kaneda. Yeah, and before we meet the maker, one of these nights, you find out what you're made of. You can fight it till your last breath collapses, or accept this is you and let them fangs out and abash it. I'm on. River City to Riverside, look alive. I cast shadows in the night from a neon mat sign. Billy and Jimmy Lee washed the six back in 99. Fight or flight divide, now it's only fight to fight. Delightful spikes, swinging lead pipes for a righteous price. I ain't for sale though, keep the offer. Even an extremist can't be bought in the crack of dawn. Joggers, I write lines between day walkers and midnight marauders. Prepping hooks like Ruthless Robbie, motherfucking Lawler. Don't know what y'all heard, the pearls are hard and center. But if she can slow dance on a floor full of phantasmal killers, then I let her wear my hoodie, come and fly shot. Gun, silver bullets in the glove compartment. Billy Compton and company, come with me. Run your keys, your jewels. I've seen things you can't unbelieve. Spades are spade, but only me throws up my sleeve. Just an American saber wolf on these London streets. No one thing, don't pick a fight with the man who's died twice and doesn't believe in the Lord of Life. 50-50's my norm, you don't wanna see my risky. Just tell him that I'm coming and I'm bringing hell
Hello,
with me.
It's me again. Your hell couldn't hold. I'm back and smiling for what's to happen next. I think it's time you call your God.
Nothing a full moon can't heal. Standing on the city landfill, sipping, stab and kill. Nursing old wounds, catching new feels. It's just another day with the devil in blue heels. So I'm out, NOLA, Brooklyn, Cleveland, Chinatown, Metro City, hands up and come out. St. Paul, Scotland, I, Detroit, Argonne, put them in the sky. Serve cold. Yeah, I'm always new to town, vagabond, ninja scroll. Now the Belmont's on vacation, I think you might wanna leave. Cause it's me, a few dangerous strangers, and why leave? So run out, 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 run out. Run out, run out, run out, run out. Run out, run out, run out, run out.
Hello, it's me again. Your hell couldn't hold me down. I'm back and smiling for what's to happen next. I think it's time you call.
The New Agenda Show with Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak. Live every Sunday and Thursday, 12 p.m. 11 Central. On NewAgendaStream.com.
I shall not dwell today on the secrets of the human body, in sickness and in health. Today I want to talk to you of a greater marvel, the soul of man. My analysis of this soul, the human psyche, leads me to believe that man is not truly one, but truly two. One of him strives for the nobilities of life. This we call his good self. The other seeks an expression of impulses that bind him to some dim animal relation with the earth. This we may call the bad. These two carry on an eternal struggle in the nature of man, yet they are chained together. And that chain spells repression to the evil, remorse to the good.
Remorse to the good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nick the Rat Radio, episode 509? 509 of Nick the Rat Radio, everybody. Welcome here. It is Wednesday. What is today? Wednesday... I don't know what's going on anymore. Wednesday, it's the 8th. October 8th. 2025, everybody. How are you doing? It's October. Doing good over here. That was a little intro from Dr. Jekyll, I think his name is. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I think I've been letting Mr. Hyde take over on me too much. You know, I it's part of the Sober-tober little trip, the health care, apple, beer, vomit, nausea of alcohol, poison, trying to get it out of my system. Keep good care of self, brain make word, sentences hard. I'm not drinking any alcohol tonight either. It's been a week of no booze, but I am drinking some THC-filled coffee right now, so, you know, give and take. You give me weed, I take it, I drink it. Oh, it's so good, though. I should become a barista. Why don't they have that yet? They should have, like, cafes where you could go and enjoy Mother Nature's weed. Drink the green, baby. Yeah. I also do have some seltzer drinks tonight. Tonight I shall be drinking Waterloo. Welcome to the Waterloo, everybody. You got the label sticker on top of the can still. And, you know, that's just to protect it from all the rat shit and stuff. You should really clean the top of your cans before you drink from them. So I'm just going to give this a little rub down here. So, yeah. I'm drinking the Waterloo. What flavor? Peach. John C. Dvorak. He drinks the Waterloo, too? But, you know, health is really important. And I've been doing the show for like a million years. And every Wednesday.